To bin it or to fix it? That's the question. Well, it's the question facing many of us when an appliance like a kettle or a television or a washing machine goes kaput. Waste Electronic and Electrical Equipment Ireland says there's a lack of awareness about reusing and refixing electrical goods. CEO of We Ireland, Leo Donovan, good morning.
Good morning, Ian.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Leo, your annual report is out today. It shows record levels of electrical appliance recycling. How much are we recycling? Give us the figures.
Yeah, no, the people of Ireland are doing very well. We did 41,700 tonnes of material recycled last year.
Like, how much is that?
That equates to around about 9 kg per head of population. We did about 1,000 tonnes more than last year, which is around about 200 articulated trucks.
Okay, so
extra than
we've
last
done
year.
We've done good. Could we do better?
We certainly need to do better. There's our population growth and our consumption of electrical appliances has improved dramatically and we need to really catch up with where the volume of material going on the market. And particularly in small appliances, a lot of small appliances, you know, contain batteries.
Give us examples of those.
Well, if you take even just our small vapes, it's a very popular little product that's going on the market now. And each vape has a lithium battery and electric appliance inside it. So we need to have those recycled and we allow people to recycle those vapes in our blue battery boxes that you'll
because
see in any store.
Because a lot of cases are just thrown away. You see them, you can see them on the street.
Yeah, and that's why we're here this morning is to get that message out to the public to consider, particularly the small appliances, you know, electric power tools, electric toothbrushes. You know, there's about 12 to 15 appliances lying around people's homes that need to be recycled.
Well, look, I've a heap of broken phones, probably an electric toothbrush, as you've mentioned there, laptop, other bits and pieces in a box at home. Is this type of hoarding typical of what you're seeing?
Yeah, and it's very important we get those back because the EU now have just come out with a new Critical Raw Materials Act where we have to recover all the precious metal out of these. We're very over-reliant on China for raw materials. So we want to be more independent in Europe. And this is where these raw materials are.
Are we meeting our EU obligations?
We're a little behind the target, but we're ahead of the EU norms. But we're excellent at the recycling. Once we get the material back, the quality of the recycling we do and the recovery levels we get is over 80%.
Is there enough access to recycling?
Yes, we open the doors. All the electrical retailers will take back material free of charge, no purchase required. And then the local civic committee sites take it back free of charge as well.
You say there's a lack of awareness about getting electrical items fixed. Why is that?
Well, the programme's been going for 20 years, but it's just a constant message we have to get out there, particularly with the younger people. We notice the recycling is poor with the younger people. And then it's to make sure that, like yourself, that you gather up all those old appliances and then bring them back to your local retailer or to your local civic media site.
But is it about getting things fixed? Because sometimes if you go to get something fixed, it can be nearly as expensive as buying something new. How do you get around that?
Well, We Ireland have worked with the industry in developing new engineers that will go out and fix your machines on site. And that's our first port of call. We very much encourage people to recycle or to repair the product first of all. And then if it can't be repaired, to send it for We Ireland. But if it's still a working appliance and you no longer have use for it, again, we encourage people to see if they can pass that on or sell it on a second hand.
But are you encouraging people enough?
Yes, as I say, we're here today to get the message out. We have a very extensive campaign. We're working with the government on mywaste.ie ad campaign to promote the take back and recycling of electronic appliances.
It's sometimes easy just to bring that appliance back and to get it recycling. But are we fixing things enough?
We can do more. We can do more. We do separate out any good products that we get on our sites. We do separate out and we do bring in reuse partners to repair them and then get them back out into the marketplace.
Because years ago, I remember a shop in Nina where I'm from and everyone used to go down with a broken television or a broken kettle. I don't see those shops as much anymore.
Yeah, well, there's a great site, mywaste.ir, repairmystuff.ie, that you can go onto and you can find out your local repair agent and local shop that will do that repair work for you.
Are they as available as they used to be?
They aren't as good as we used to be, but we're encouraging that and that's the focus. We're talking about sustainability and to improve the hierarchy of the waste stream. So prevention is the first thing, repair is the second, and then the recycling.
CEO of We Ireland, Leo Donovan. Thanks for coming into studio this morning. It's now 7:30 and time for the news headlines with Brian Jennings.